Even if you haven't watched the show, chances you've heard of the Netflix show Bridgerton, the raunchy period drama depicting England's Regency era set records for the streaming giant, with more than 80 million households tuning in after its first month online. Just wow. Now it's back for a second series with no shortage of scandal and intrigue. Claudia Jessi stars as Eloise Bridgerton, the fifth member of the family at the centre of the story, and I spoke to her a little earlier. Eloise, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
With a showrunner like Shonda Rhimes, who's previously produced hits like Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice and Scandal, no one's surprised to see Bridgerton back for a second season. But how would you explain the show to those who haven't seen season one?
It's focused around a family called the Bridgertons in the early 1800s. And it's very saucy. It's bright and it's over the top and dramatic and a bit like a box of really colourfully wrapped chocolates thrown at a screen. It's very yummy to watch, I think.
Yummy is a good word for it.
Yeah, I think so.
Just a potential spoiler alert for those who haven't seen it and allow, I've got to watch season one too. But at the end of season one, the audience finds out one of the series' biggest secrets, the author behind the town's scandalous newsletter. But it's still quite a closed secret for most characters. Does it remain that way in season two?
Well, I mean, you will have to watch to find out. But, Lady Whistledown is doing a very good job at revealing all the scandal in the ton with going pretty undetected. She's very much at large. But yeah, you'll definitely have to watch to see.
I asked you once and I ask you again, what are you doing in my room, Eloise?
Thinking perhaps you are Lady Whistledown. Or not you, then perhaps another servant.
Are you not meant to be the smart one?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, you believe a servant would ever have the time to be Lady Whistledown with all the work we must do?
Season two sees the story move to another of the Bridgerton clan, the eldest brother, Anthony, who's head of the family, and he finds himself in a love triangle of sorts.
Yeah, he certainly does. I think the reason for this is Anthony Bridgerton is caught between his head and his heart of, witnessing such a great love between his parents and then sadly losing his father and feeling the trauma of that has sort of put him in a mindset that he just needs to marry out of convenience. So needs to find technically the most perfect bride, in quotes, using his head and then battling to ignore his heart. So that's really where that triangle was developed, is through Anthony's inner turmoil of love or duty.
Which one of your maids is married?
She's not married.
How did she become a child if she's not married?
I do not know, but I will find out.
You must. Otherwise, how can we make sure it never happens to us?
Your character, Eloise Bridgerton, has an undeniably feminist outlook on the world, often wishing she had the same freedoms given to men. What's it like to play a character who stands so far ahead of the pack?
It's nice to play a character that's so sort of close to the audience. She's possibly one of the most relatable characters, I think, for people when they're watching, especially not even just because of her sort of independent, rebellious spirit, but more how funny and quick-witted she is as well. I think that really connects people. And for me, I get to play so much as an actor with Eloise. She's my favourite, the favourite character I've ever played. So I get a lot of freedom to be silly and unsubscribe from the sort of etiquette of the world that we're portraying. It's been an absolute pleasure as an actor.
Why has it been your favourite character you've ever played?
Firstly, the show, I get to do what means so much a comedy. I get to play a comic, and that comedy is sort of my favourite thing in the world. But then I also get to be a part of these dramatic storylines as well, which you'll definitely see in season two. So I get to flex those muscles. And also, I get to play someone with such a unique voice in the room, as it were. And I get to like really do like a sort of acrobatics with the language that, you know, we're given, and these big chunks. Eloise speaks at like the speed of light. It's such a thrill to play her, yeah.
I've never understood the fashion for feathers in the hair. Why would a woman want to draw more notice to the fact that she's like a bird squawking for a man's attention in some bizarre ritual?
In season one, your character Eloise learns that you're no less of a strong woman for wanting a husband and a family, essentially choosing your heart over your mind. It's quite a nuanced feminist arc driven by the relationship between the two sisters. Why is sisterhood such a captivating vehicle, you know, story arc in the story?
Well, I think between Eloise and Daphne, I think what's compelling about it is that you see what's so interesting about family is that you can really fall out and you'll pretty much always bring it back together. You know that there's this current of love that's sort of keeping you united, and there is way more freedom with your family. You can be a bit more scrappy and yourself, and also in terms of, and then there's, you know, Eloise's friendship with Penelope, which I think shows a real pure, honest love of, they really want to be in each other's company. And just to show that there's always going to, just because you're related, you know, or you've chosen to be friends, as human beings are so nuanced that even within the same family, two sisters can want completely different things.
Who do you think the show is for?
I hope it's for everyone. I think it's for everyone because none of us can escape how hard it is to be a human being. And I think Bridgerton shows the difficulty of that and status and how silly it all is and gossip and how much we all cling to it. And I think that is a human thing. So I think the show's for everybody.
So compelling. I've got to say, everyone on the RM Breakfast team is constantly talking about Bridgerton, so that's a sign of success, let me tell you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Claudia Jesse, who stars as Eloise Bridgerton, the fifth member of the family at the centre of the story, and there is a new season of Bridgerton out.